T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number 2, Jive Talk here on The Drive. Bob Lutz, Jason Duda, your host today. Max Power producing and engineering. We'll talk with Roy Turner, tournament director for the Wichita Open, coming up at 5:25. That tournament, no fans. Begins next week out at Crestview Country Club. And at 5:40 today, Heston High School robotics and woodworking teacher Trevor Foreman, as we continue to highlight teachers here on the show. 869-1240, that's your way to get to us. We always enjoy hearing from our listeners during Jive Talk, and today is no different.
No, it's not. I'd like to hear some banter from somebody out there.
Why not?
Yeah, well, you'd be crazy not to. It's a Friday afternoon.
Absolutely. The U.S. Open, Wingfoot tearing them up today. Yesterday, the golfers kind of got cocky.
Yeah, you could say that.
This isn't that tough.
Yeah, yeah.
Justin Thomas calling it fun. How are you liking it today, Justin?
He's plus 4. He ain't having much fun today. 21 golfers under par yesterday, and as of right now, there's 6.
I guess I'm going to have to take Bryson DeChambeau seriously. To me, he's just looked like a guy who's bulked up, likes to hit the ball about 350, swing as hard as he can, come out of his shoes.
Yep.
But here he is, 3-under and co-leader right now. In the clubhouse, he's the leader at 3-under. Patrick Reed at 3-under, still on the course. I guess I gotta give it up to DeChambeau. His style doesn't look like it would fit with Wingfoot. But here, how's this happening?
I don't know. I mean, he shot 68 today, which is the low round of the day. 2-under par, low round of the day. How many times do you say that in a PGA Tour event? But obviously playing at Wingfoot, that the rough looks like it's about 8 inches tall, as thick as ever.
Awful.
You can't even see the guy's shoes when they get in
there. The greens are
lightning quick. Undulation all over the place.
Well, I've seen 4 or 5 guys chip from in front of the green and not get it up to the top, and it rolls back down to where they were.
Yeah, it's a tough golf course.
I love this tournament. I always have loved the U.S. Open. And people say, well, they trick up the course so much that it's not a true test of golf. I don't care. It's 1 week. Let them go through the pains that I go through.
That we all go through out there.
Right.
On a regular public course. That's what they're going through out
right
there right now today.
I can play on the flattest golf course in the world with no rough and greens that have no break and be as frustrated as these guys are.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I could play on a kitchen table and struggle just like these folks are. And I like watching it.
No, it should be a good tournament. It should be a great anybody within about 8 shots of the leader is going to have a chance to actually win this because of the way the course is set up. You know, they did say yesterday they set it up so it was a little more gettable, and today that it wasn't going to be. They were going to make it
a little
tougher
today.
And it was blowing, so it's going to be tougher as it is. Course will dry out a little bit. Greens will get quicker. So we'll see how it ends up tomorrow and end of the weekend. But I'm looking forward to watching it. Always love watching the majors. Always watch them all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to watch a lot of golf this weekend. I'm still trying to hang in there on my St. Louis Cardinals, although they're not giving me much to hang on to right now. They are playing as poorly as a Cardinals team has played in a long time. And I'm frankly getting a little sick of it.
Are you really?
Yeah.
So are you about to jump ship?
I'll never jump ship.
You'll just complain more?
I've endured my my struggles with the St. Louis Cardinals. Although I got to tell you, I haven't had that many struggles over the years. They've normally been a good baseball team, but this year, it's been hard to watch, and they're fighting tooth and nail with the wonderful Pittsburgh Pirates,
who are a great ball team,
who are 15-34, but 4-2 against St. Louis. you just want to go up to these guys and say, "Would you play some baseball for me?"
They don't want to, obviously. Maybe they don't want to
you
play.
Got
in the postseason.
You don't really have a team.
I don't. I watch. I enjoy watching sports. I don't have a team.
You
understand.
You don't feel the pain.
I understand that you have a team. I had a team as a kid growing up in the Confused Football League, the Edmonton Eskimos, and I was devastated when they lost, and elated when they won.
Did they break your heart consistently?
No, they were always really good. Warren Moon days.
Even when their team's really good, they break your heart. I can't deal with it.
I think that's why maybe I don't have a team anymore.
Good for you. That may be why you sleep at night so well.
Yeah, because you're going to go to bed tonight, and the Cardinals were up 6-2. What is it, 6-5 now? Pittsburgh's going to score 2 in the ninth. They're going to lose 7-6.
Seven-inning game today because of the doubleheader.
Okay, so in the seventh.
But I will say this. There have been numerous nights where I go to bed feeling angry, sad, bewildered about the Cardinals.
About the Cardinals.
Isn't that a shame?
Yes, it is. You're talking about the Cardinals affecting your daily life on what you're going to do.
That shouldn't happen, should it?
I don't think so. I can understand being upset if your team loses, and I get it. Most people have a team. And, yeah, you watch and you're upset when they lose, or you're happy when they win. But it shouldn't keep you up at night because they lost a baseball game. That's just my theory.
Here's my son on Twitter. Remember when I said I missed him? I don't.
Well, I could have told you that.
Here's what he's got to do. He's got to try to – what did I say? Did I say the Cardinals are fighting tooth and nail, or did I say the Cardinals are fighting tooth and nail?
I thought you said tooth and nail.
But he's on Twitter saying, did Bob Lutz just say fighting to the nail? trying to stir things up. Is he on the show today?
I don't see him here.
Does he have any reason at all to comment on anything that's happening on this show today?
Only to push your buttons.
Did Bob Lutz say fighting to the nail? You know what? I didn't say fighting to the nail. I said they're fighting tooth and nail. Isn't that what you heard?
That's what I heard. That's from what I can recollect, that's what you said. Now, I'm not going to... Well, that's Max, what I thought you said.
Max is the best producer in the business. Maybe he'll rewind that.
Well, he probably could. He can do
anything.
He's mad.
The guy, when he stands over a control panel, it's like watching Mozart.
He's that good.
He's that good.
He's that good, people. That good.
Although we haven't watched him over a control panel that often lately.
No. No, not really.
But the guy's got skill.
He's a good player. Let's be honest.
No question about it. But the last thing I need is my son, the co-host of this show, trying to demean me on social media. I find that to be despicable. Don't you?
Well, I don't think it's right. He should have been here today if he wants to comment on it, or at least call and have a conversation with
him. No, don't call.
No, I think so. If you call, man-to-man, have a chat. If you got an issue and you got a problem, you have a conversation about it. It doesn't have to get heated. You see one side, you hear the other. You should be able to depict what happened, and you should be able to hear both sides' opinion and be okay with it.
And if I did say fighting to the nail, which I hope I didn't, but if I did, so what?
They're fighting to the nail.
You knew what I meant.
They're fighting to the nail,
They're
Matt.
Fighting to the nail.
They're
that could be a thing.
Why isn't it?
See that nail over there? I'll fight you to it.
I'm not fighting you to it.
Right.
No way.
It makes sense to me. You want to fight, I'll fight you to the nail.
You know what I find funny about this? Is you're really worried that you said to the nail right now. Aren't you? Yeah, you are.
Chuck, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bob. I just wanted on the Jeff tweet, don't let it aggravate you. Just consider the source and ignore it.
Very good, Chuck. Very dismissive of Jeff, and I kind of like it.
Couldn't have been said any better.
Couldn't have been.
Well,
did you hear the kind of tone of Chuck's voice?
It was absolutely perfect. You couldn't have said it any better.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, Bob, I just wanted to call in because I got a little, just a little bit of pride here. I know that your Cardinals have had more good years than the White Sox has had bad years, but I'm pretty proud of them this year. They're doing pretty well.
They are a fun team. You should be elated by the White Sox. They have, in my opinion, the best lineup in baseball. And if they get any pitching, and they've gotten pretty good pitching, they are dangerous in the playoffs. I like watching them, Chuck. I'll be honest.
Yeah, they are fun. But here's my deal is, okay, step one is to make the playoffs. Step two is don't embarrass yourself.
Oh, don't worry about that. They won't embarrass themselves. They're too good to embarrass themselves.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Jason. Have a good weekend.
All right, take care. There goes Chuck. Next is Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hello. I was just calling to tell you, you know, you don't need to worry about a tweet by a guy who thinks Baker Mayfield is a qualified quarterback.
Another very good point.
I like the way we're piling on, Jeff.
I like the callers are making solid points.
This turned on Jeff a little bit.
Well,
you don't hear the callers calling to attack me.
Well,
they're calling to attack Jeff.
Well, it's not even an attack. It's just facts are facts. And when a person is wrong, a person is wrong. And when a person is right, a person is right. And so it's, you know, Baker is not a quarterback worthwhile. I mentioned that yesterday, and I think his game, while he did things he was supposed to do somewhat okay, he still did not show up in a way that a superstar should by any means. You could tell that Burrow was by far a superior quarterback to him.
I'd
last
rather
night.
Have Burrow and than so, Mayfield. So the,
oh,
there you go.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's the fourth best quarterback in his own division, for crying out loud, and you know, I don't even know where he really even sits, even in the AFC conference. I don't think that he's – I mean, he's not even top 10 in the conference by any means.
He might not even be top 10 in Ohio.
Thanks, Eric.
Well,
I appreciate the call, and anybody else who wants to verbally attack Jeff is welcome to call at 869-1240.
At any
time. He's not here to defend himself, which makes it even more fun.
Well, he started it. On your guys' Twitter stuff. See, this
you know
is,
what? He sure did. And thanks to you for pointing that out.
This is why you don't get on Twitter and say stuff like that, because then all of a sudden, boom.
I'll ask Max. Max, were you able to find my reference to tooth and nail? Okay, there you go.
He'll check during
the
break.
So we'll check during the break and get back to you on that.
Oh, yes, we will.
You're darn right.
Oh, we will.
And I'll... What's the betting odds that I said tooth and nail? Well, if you had to bet, which way are you betting?
I'm saying you said tooth and nail.
Thank you.
That's
how much
I'm
you
saying.
Betting?
Well, I don't know. Who am I betting with, I guess, is the question.
if Jeff, for instance, you're betting Jeff, who said I said tooth, what do you say I said?
To the nail.
To the nail. To the nail. What would you bet him? $5?
Yep.
Love it. Thank you.
You
thank
got
you
it.
For the support.
You're welcome.
I do appreciate
five
that.
$5 that way.
The people are attacking Jeff. I just got two texts from people just ravaging him.
Are they?
Oh.
What'd they say? They didn't use bad
language.
I'll
tell you what, you can mess with a lot of things. You don't mess with me, with a lot of our listeners. They come to my defense. They realize I'm an elderly gentleman. that may be slipping some. And they're always going to come to my defense in that case.
Very good points. All your points were accurate.
Oh, man. So, no Houston Baylor game because of COVID.
Who Baylor, was it, Baylor or Houston?
Baylor had to move that. They're not going to play that game. So, we each get to make our own pick. You are picking Baltimore to cover the 6.5-point spread against the Houston Texans.
Absolutely.
You love that game. I'm picking San Francisco to cover the 6.5-point spread at the New York Jets.
They should.
I should bet more than just – I should bet my house.
Well, no, I wouldn't do that. San Fran's got some injuries. It'd be interesting to see what that happens. But they are playing the Jets. So I can't argue with you taking San Francisco.
I think San Francisco gets this taken care of. Here is Dave Phillips, of all people. Hello, Dave.
Well, thank you for that very kind introduction. Appreciate that.
Now it's your turn to talk.
So let's talk about character for a second. We're all quick to jump on Jeff and assail Jeff. Let's go back to the night that we had our fantasy football draft in your driveway, and it was pretty obvious. I had no idea what was going on. Picked the worst team in the league.
You did good at that. Yep.
Yeah. It wasn't my finest hour. So the next day, I sent an email to the entire league. I said, "Okay, all you tough guys, let's bet $100 on whose team finishes higher. The money goes to charity." You know, I threw out what my charity was: our daily bread, beautiful food pantry, South Wichita. And if your team finishes higher than me, I'll put $100 to your food pantry. Of all the teams in the league, of all the guys who were talking smack and making fun of me, only one person was willing to put up $100 for charity to make the bet. Jeff Lutz.
Is that supposed to speak highly of Jeff? How often have we bet with Jeff and never seen the payout, Duda?
95% of the time.
So, I mean, you do have that working, Dave. I'll tell you what, I'll take you up on the bet now.
Yeah, you had your chance. It's great to pile on late. Peace, war out, or something. Rackham, Jeff Lutz, war.
There's a guy coming to Jeff Lutz's defense.
There he is. And for that, I'm going to crush him in fantasy football this week.
Do you play him this
week?
I'm
playing him this week. Just going to destroy him just for that call.
Yeah,
thought about taking some of my guys out of the lineup so he could get a win this year. Not happening now.
That call had no business being made.
Not really. Not really, Dave.
Not in the spirit of this show.
And just for that, I'll be stopping by to grab a beer on my way home.
We'll come back in a minute, and we'll talk with Roy Turner, director of the Wichita Open. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.